It's been dubbed the world's most expensive love seat. You can sit on it, but with an $8 million price tag at the time, you'd want to do more than just use it as a chair. And of course, that's where this story gets interesting, because this place has many of these multi-million dollar devices that today are obsolete. We'll go back in time on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It is the largest exhibit at the Museum of Industry and Technology in this city, and there's a good reason for that.
Seymour Cray is thought of by many as kind of the grandfather of supercomputers.
Seymour Cray was a native of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Before founding his own company, he co-founded Control Data Corporation. One of the computers here on display is a CDC 7600, a model which had lots of wiring.
Just under 300 miles. And that particular unit is all hand-wired. Everything that we have here is all made by hand.
Cray eventually began his own company, Cray Research, focusing on cutting-edge scientific supercomputers. Kat Wendell can show you their first computer. The Cray 1.
It has a base on it that has kind of this pleather material that is all around the bottom, and that hides a lot of the electrical for the actual unit.
It was dubbed the world's most expensive love seat, since that pleather material looks like a circular bench with the computer rising several feet in the air within that circle.
It would first go to Los Alamos Research Laboratory for its testing, and then hop around the UK to a few different atmospheric research laboratories.
In the 1970s, the cost was about $8 million for one of those units. Today, we have the same technology and a much smaller size.
We could very easily do the same thing with a flip phone, but back in 76, it was actually 12 times faster than any other computer on market at the time.
You can see many of these now retired supercomputers here, the place where they were originally manufactured and sold to spots around the globe for millions of dollars. Traveling the countryside in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McRae.